My guest is actor Joe Mantegna. In David Mamet's new film, House of Games, Mantegna stars as Mike, a magnetic con man who lures a psychiatrist, played by Lindsay Krause, into the underworld. Mantegna has a gift for playing shady characters. He won a Tony Award in 1984 for his performance as Ricky Roma, an unscrupulous real estate salesman in David Mamet's Broadway play Glengarry Glen Ross. Mantegna's association with Mamet began in the 70s when they were both working in the blossoming Chicago theater scene. Mantegna's role on Broadway led to his first film part as the lecherous dentist in Compromising Positions. I asked him how he prepared for his role as the con man in House of Games.
It's kind of a risky occupation to do a lot of field research playing a con man. But I think more so I just created a character that was a makeup of a lot of different types of people that I think I've met in my entire life. I mean, some perhaps on the shady side of society and some perhaps, you know, people who aren't of that ilk at all, but just have certain personality quirks that I thought maybe were appropriate for that kind of character.
Did you find yourself, though, hanging out in back rooms of pool halls and bars to,
no,
to pick up things?
I did a lot of that when I was younger.
That's right.
I've got a little baby now. I don't do much hanging out in pool halls anymore. So, but it was interesting kind of world to fall into. I mean, I grew up in a very urban kind of environment as a kid and as a teenager and all that. So it certainly was a world that was not totally foreign to me. So it was interesting to kind of immerse myself even cinematically in something like that.
So when you were a teenager and maybe on the periphery of a world not unlike that, what role did you play then?
I still think I was more an observer than I was a participant. There were a lot of pool halls I hung out in, but I think I was there a lot, you know, playing pool and watching a lot of what went on and what a lot of the people were like. And I suppose a lot of people who are in this business as actors have a similar kind of background in the sense that they're fascinated by watching the different types of people.
In the movie, your character wants to convince the psychiatrist that you're a certain type of con man. Were you consciously playing off of movie images of con men come in with a soft heart? You know, were you aware of using movie images from the past?
No, I really wasn't, in a sense, because I think the one thing I was trying to be aware of was certainly not to try to create a stereotype or anything like that. So I think, if anything, the only thing I was trying to play was truthfulness to myself. In other words, I think a con is only unsuccessful if it rings of being a con, and it can only be successful if it totally rings of truth. So that if it rings true to me, it should certainly ring true to anyone that I'm talking to.
I think one of the very best parts of House of Games is the way you do your lines, your voice, and the way you speak. There's an incredible rhythm, a musicality to the way you do your lines in the movie. And I was wondering if you could describe if there was anything specific that you were going for in the verbal reading that you gave your character.
Well, I think a lot of it comes from the fact that that is the way that David Mamet writes a script. In other words, he is very conscious of rhythms in his writing. And I think it's only, as an actor, it's my job to translate that writing verbally, you know, onto the screen. I mean, he writes his lines in iambic pentameter. So if you scan one of his scripts, it scans almost like a Shakespeare play in the terms of how it's written rhythmically. So all I pretty much do is I jump on the train and ride along with it. In other words, I don't try to fight the rhythms. He wrote them this way for a specific reason, so hopefully I'm trying to translate them in that same way.
You want to know what, Tell? I'll show you another one. Give me your hand. Think of a finger. Think of one. You thinking of one?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you which finger you're thinking of. Do you think I can do that? This one.
Yes, how did you know?
How did I know? Because you were thinking of it. Do you want to make love with me?
Excuse me?
Because you're blushing. That's a tell. The things we think, the things we want, we could do them or not do them, but we can't hide them.
You know, it strikes me that the dialogue is very colorful, but the performances aren't exactly naturalistic.
Yeah, well, I think it's, to me, that's what makes the movie kind of different. It's not a totally naturalistic thing. I mean, it's almost, I don't know, to coin a phrase, I think it's almost like super reality. I mean, it's so real that it's unreal. It's been said, I've heard comments about the film, how it's one of the strange things about it is that the only people who exist in the film are the people who are involved. There's no really outside people. There's no outside place. You don't know where you are. You don't know who the other people are. And it's certainly intentional.
You were playing opposite Lindsay Krause. She played the psychiatrist. Now, she's married to the director, David Mamet. Does this ever get uncomfortable to be doing, say, a romantic scene opposite the woman who's married to the person who's behind the camera directing you?
Well, maybe it was a little uncomfortable for him. I certainly didn't mind. But I think we've all known each other long enough. And it was really, there is this one scene in House of Games, which is as close to a love or romantic scene as you'll get in that movie. And it was interesting. And I think David made some comment to me after the scene was over. He says, you know, I'd only let one of my best friends in my life play a scene like that with my wife. And I said, yes, well, David, I'm flattered. And thank you. And I enjoyed every minute of it.
But I guess that's about all the talking about it you did, huh?
Yeah, yeah. We moved right on to the next scene.
How did you first start working with David Mamet?
Well, it was back in Chicago. It was a small world, really, at that time. There wasn't the Chicago theater scene has blossomed quite a bit in the last 10 years, but at that time it was still in its nurturing period, and it was everybody knew everybody else, and it was just one of those things where he saw me in a play and felt that I was the kind of actor that would suit the kind of stuff he was writing.
Now, you got a Tony Award for your performance in his play, Glengarry Glen Ross. Can you describe the role that you played in that?
Well, the role of Ricky Romo he was a real estate salesman who sold dubious real estate in Florida. There's a lot of similarities to the character of Ricky Romo and the character of Mike in House of Games in the sense that they're men who have tremendous confidence in themselves, who totally are committed and totally believe in what they do. What I think makes the writing so great and makes the characters so strong is that I think ultimately they are compassionate characters, and they're characters that are sympathetic in a sense. And I think that often I've had people who had seen the play, Glengarry would say to me afterwards, gee, I didn't know whether I was, you know, at the end of the play, I was kind of mad at myself because I kind of liked you so much as a person, but yet I was appalled by what you were doing. And I think that was the reason why Glengarry is a Pulitzer Prize winning play, in the sense that it's not the obvious. It takes your sensibilities and kind of twists them around and shows you that a lot of times what we think is, you know, is black and white isn't.
When you come across people now in your life who strike you as kind of sleazy or unsavory, are you extra curious about them to see what they think of themselves and what makes them tick, knowing that you've played characters not unlike that?
Well, I think perhaps I am a little more aware of things like that. It's funny, especially since Glengarry, where I played this kind of super salesman. My wife always tells me how, you know, I can't ever go into a store now and have one of these like high-pressure salesmen come up to me without me totally reacting in a way as if I was in the play. In other words, I know exactly what they're trying to do. I know all the little techniques they're trying to pull on me. And so I guess in a way it does make you a little bit aware of that kind of thing and those kind of people.
I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Joe Mantegna has just finished shooting David Mamet's second film, Things Change. This spring he'll appear in Mamet's new play, Speed the Plow. This is Fresh Air.